All right, so ready to dig into something pretty cool.
Always. Let's do it.
Today we're talking about AI for social good.
Love it. Sign me up.
And, you know, we're not just talking about the idea of it. We're getting into how social enterprises are really using AI to make a difference, like actual results.
Yeah, getting into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
And we've got a really interesting article we're looking at, Charting Your Social Impact AI Journey. It's on AI Social Innovators, if you want to check it out.
It's a good one. And it lays out this framework, almost like a
roadmap.
Yeah, exactly. It's called the Accelerate Impact Model.
Or AIM for short. Catchy, right?
Definitely. So how would you explain it?
Well, imagine this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just jump into a race car and hit the gas without knowing how to drive.
Definitely not. Crashing is bad.
Exactly. AI and social impact is kind of the same. You need to know what you're doing to make it work. And that's where AIM comes in.
It gives you that driving lesson, so to speak.
Yeah. AIM basically helps social enterprises use AI in a way that actually, you know, makes a difference. And a big part of that is starting with a self-assessment.
So before you even think about using AI, you have to look in the mirror a bit.
Yeah. You need to know where you stand. That's where this tool, Grow Strategies for Social Enterprises, GPT, comes in. It helps you figure out if you're actually ready to use AI.
What kind of things are we talking about here? Like, what's it actually looking at?
Oh, it's pretty comprehensive. Mm-hmm. It looks at your impact, the demand for what you're doing, the whole ecosystem you're in, your strategy, your finances, your people, how you operate, pretty much everything.
It's like a health checkup, but for your organization instead of your body.
There you go. And just like, you know, a doctor uses different tools to figure out what's going on with your health, AIM has these other tools too, the AIM Canvas and the Social Impact Coach GPT. They help really analyze your business model. They're looking for where AI can really make the biggest difference.
Okay, so it's not about just throwing AI at every problem and hoping something sticks. You have to be smart about it, really think about where it can be most effective.
Exactly. And there's this really cool example of this in action, the Empowering Minds Initiative. They work on mental health in communities that really need more support.
Important work. So how does AI fit in with what they're doing?
Well, their goal was to use AI to like supercharge their work,
yeah,
to reach more people and have a bigger impact.
Makes sense. So how did they use this AIM framework to, well, you know, empower themselves?
So they started with that self-assessment using the AIM tools.
Mm.
And it was really eye-opening for them. They realized that AI could be the key to doing so much more, optimizing their resources, making their services more personalized, and also making those services available to more people.
It's like AI went from this kind of abstract idea to a real tool they could use to actually help people.
Totally. And here's the thing that really impressed me about Empowering Minds. They didn't just dive headfirst into using AI for everything. They were really thoughtful about it, you know, starting with small experiments to see what worked.
Okay, so let's talk more action. I like it. What did those experiments look like? Like, give me an example.
Sure. So think about all those little things that take up so much time, like scheduling appointments and sending out reminders. Empowering Minds used AI to automate all that stuff.
That's so smart. That frees up their counselors to actually, you know, counsel.
Oh, you want them spending time with the people who need them. And it totally worked. They actually saw client engagement go up by 30%.
Wow, that's huge.
It is. Oh, and their operations got 20% more efficient, too.
Okay, so those are some serious results. It just goes to show, even using AI in these small, targeted ways can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And it wasn't even just about working smarter. It was about using AI to work in a way that was, like, really tuned into what was going on around them. Like, they were doing this thing called environmental scanning, too.
Environmental scanning? Okay, I'm intrigued. What is that?
So imagine being able to use data to see what your community needs before things get out of hand. That's kind of the idea behind it. Empowering Minds used AI to look at trends, try to predict, like, what mental health needs were going to be big in the future.
Like they had a crystal ball, but instead of magic, it was data and AI?
Pretty much.
So what did they learn from all that? What kind of insights were they getting?
One of the big things they realized was that there was a real need for youth mental health services and that it was only going to grow. So they were able to shift their focus and get ready for it.
They saw that wave coming and they were ready to ride it. That's awesome. I love how they were using technology not just to, you know, run their organization better, but to really understand and help the people they were serving.
Exactly. And that's something I think anyone who wants to use AI for good needs to remember. The technology is important, but it's what you do with it that really matters. You have to use it to actually make a difference in the world.
You know, it's really inspiring to hear how Empowering Minds is using AI. I think it's such a good reminder that AI can be a powerful tool for good.
It really can. And the cool thing is, what they did isn't some kind of fluke, you know? Other organizations can look at their journey and learn from it.
Totally. So as we're wrapping up today, if there was like one big takeaway, what would you say it is? If somebody's listening and they're thinking, okay, I want to use AI to make a difference, what should they keep in mind?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the biggest thing is to remember it's a journey. You don't just flip a switch and suddenly you're an AI-powered organization, right? Just like Empowering Minds did. You have to start by really looking at yourself, what you need, where you're at, all of that.
Do your homework first, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Figure out what you want to achieve with AI and if you're even ready for it. And don't be afraid to try things out, to experiment a little.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket right away. That makes sense.
Right. And speaking of things to avoid, one thing that's really important is to never lose sight of your mission. Don't let AI become the goal. You know, it should be a tool to help you achieve your goals.
So Empowering Minds, they were all about mental health, and they used AI to help them do that better.
Exactly. It's so easy to get caught up in the technology, but you always have to remember why you're doing what you're doing. AI should be supporting your mission, not the other way around.
That's such an important point. Well, this has been a great conversation. I feel like we've learned a lot from Empowering Minds.
Me too. They're doing amazing work.
And who knows, maybe their story will inspire other people to find creative ways to use AI for good.
I hope so. The more the merrier, right?
Exactly. All right, that's a wrap for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.